When I first started being active online, I don't even remember what username I used, but I was, of course, started on MySpace, and I think I used KittyCat or something weird like that. And my daughter was helping me sign up back in the late 90s, I think. 98, 99, I think so. Anyway, I don't even remember what I used, but I stayed anonymous. But the one thing that I noticed is that it was very, is the correct term, one-dimensional. Because once then you reach out, or people reach out to you and you communicate with those people, it's very flat. You start talking to them behind the scenes of the community, like a direct message. And then you build a sense of trust. And then you tell them, okay, well, this is my first name. And then this is where I kind of live. And at some point I noticed I started letting my guard down. More so in like 2009. There were a few people that knew the town that I lived in at the time, knew my real name, and I would say, excuse me, they really didn't know everything about me, but it was just those particular people that I started talking to. There was a few that eventually you move from emails to talking on the phone, actually. One lady, she was going to meet who she thought was her love of her life in England, and we would talk, you know, pretty much every day until she took her trip. And but anyway, it was very difficult to make friendships or relationships with just that username, your screen name, because people always want to know more. And there was a time when I noticed that people, when they would talk to me, "Are you real?" Or they would think that I'm, you know, a female pretending to be a man. Or, I mean, it was just crazy stuff. Prove to me that you're a real person, that you're really a female, that you're, give me some piece of something. I know there's some of my followers out there who know my real name. And sure, I'm always afraid that at some point they could say, "Oh, well, here's, you know," but now that I blog more of my blogs are more in adult, contain adult matter, I am worried about work more so. And I realize, that in the last couple of days, even yesterday, my boss made a comment that, a coworker came in to work before I did, a few seconds, perhaps maybe minutes, but we weren't together. And that's, I saw him walk in, I parked my car, I walked in, and the comment was made of, to my coworker, "Where have you been all afternoon? I would suspect that, you know, you're late, and that cat walked in behind you, I would assume something was going on. Or I mean, it was just so, I was just speechless. I'm still like, excuse me? How could you? So small town. And that's my biggest fear, is how fast it would go. And yes, I think a part of my world would just be, it'd fall in on itself. As far as my husband, he knows what I blog about, and he's okay with that, because you know, most of it's shock value, and just people always like reading, you know, the Inquirer kind of thing, trash. And, you know, that kind of thing. There was something else too. I forgot. Later, people.